Hallelujah. Patty, you hit the nail on the head talking about trust and what have you. I don't know how I'm going to arrange this anyway. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we reverence your presence here. I plead the blood of Jesus over every family that's represented here tonight, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus over this service. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over the word that you have given to me to bring to myself and to your people, Father God. And I just thank you, Lord, that all is well, that all is well, that all is well. I bind every scheme, I bind every attack. I bind every assignment that the enemy has sent to come against us and Oasis. I bind it right now, and I loose your peace. I loose your power. I loose your will to be done, Father God. And I just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. On the way here, I told Jess, I said, you know, the Lord only gave me 5 scriptures. He said, really? I said, yeah. He said, so it may be short. I said, I don't know about all that now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesse keeps me laughing. That's one thing I love about him. He keeps me laughing. The title of the message is, Are You in Position for Your Divine Shift? Are you in position for your divine shift? A definition of shift: move or cause to move from one place to another, especially over a small distance. Change the position of one's body, change the emphasis or direction or focus of a slight change in position, direction, or tendency. Definition of divine: of, from, or like God, devoted to God, sacred, excellent, delightful. And I looked up to see what it means as far as the Bible, a biblical definition of divine shift. It is a supernatural move from one place to another, a slight change in position or direction, the supernatural act of putting one thing in the place of another or changing the place of a person or thing. It will cause a supernatural advancement or an upgrade, Patty, or an upgrade in your spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, financial, career, character, and conduct status. I think that kind of covers pretty much everything right there. A divine shift will cause a supernatural advancement or an upgrade in your spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, financial, career, character, and conduct status. Are you in position? Are you in position? The base scripture tonight comes from Numbers 11, 31 through 33. And I'm going to read it through different versions. Some of the wording is the same, but then some is different. The King James Version: and there went forth a wind from the Lord, and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it was a day's journey on this side, and as it was a day's journey on the other side round about the camp, as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. The Amplified Version: now there went forth a wind from the Lord, and it brought quails from the sea, and let them fall, so they flew low beside the camp, about a day's journey on this side and on the other side, all around the camp, about 2 cubits, 3 feet deep, on the surface of the ground. Common English. And I like the different versions. They give you a different perspective because different words are used. A wind blew from the Lord. And from the Lord blew up. Let me just say this again. A wind from the Lord blew up and brought quails from the sea. It let them fall by the camp, about a day's journey all around the camp, and about 3 feet deep on the ground. Easy to read. Then the Lord made a powerful wind to blow in from the sea, and it blew quail into the area all around the camp. There were so many birds that the ground was covered. They were about 3 feet deep on the ground. There were quail in every direction as far as a man can walk in one day. Wow. Message version, the last version I'm going to read on this. A wind set in motion by God swept quails in from the sea. They piled up to the depth of about 3 feet in the camp and as far out as a day's walk in every direction. That was a divine shift. They needed meat. God shifted the wind because it wasn't a place that a quail would normally go. But who says what God can and cannot do? He can send things to places where people say normally doesn't happen. So if somebody tells you, well, you can't do that because you don't have a degree, or you can't do that because you don't have this, or you can't do that because your credit is this. But God, God can have that wind to shift in your direction, but you got to be in position. Are you in position for your divine shift? It doesn't matter what they say. What does God say? God caused this wind to shift in their direction and brought them meat, and they had a whole lot of it. That's normally not a place that the quail would go, but they were so flying so low, they could just reach and grab them. Wow. Hallelujah. He caused the wind to shift to blow a blessing to the children of Israel. Amen. The blessings was food, even though they were complaining. That's another lesson. We'll talk about that later. Because they were complaining. They were complaining, but he caused a blessing to shift in their way. And the wind is shifting for Oasis. All the things that has happened here with our members, with our pastors, the water line, that was a divine shift. That was pastor was just walking to his mailbox to get his mail. That was a divine connection and a divine shift. Because they could have went to the mailbox at different times. They could have been walking at different times, but they both was, it was orchestrated by God. That was a divine shift. They were in position. They were in position for that divine shift. So, and it's happening here. And a lot of this started for us in 2018. That shifting start. And sometimes I'm getting in deep into my lesson. You know, he did a divine shift with our water line. You know, he's not a respective person. So if he did it for Oasis with the water line, what you think he gonna do for you?
That's right.
And you've sown into the water line. So what you think God's gonna do for you, that divine shift, but you gotta be in position. We have to be in position for that divine shift. He would do it for us. He did it for the children of Israel. He did it for Oasis. He's doing it for our pastors right now, because they are healed in the name of Jesus. They are healed in the name of Jesus. He's doing it for our pastors. We are healed in the name. We have walking testimonies everywhere up in here. Okay? Walking testimonies up in here. My husband, for one, being you was in a coma for how long? Hello. A divine shift happened because we were here praying for being. Divine shift happened. We were in position doing what we supposed to do as Christians, as his brothers and sisters in Christ. So that divine shift happened while he was in the hospital. Now, we don't know what kind of conversations you and God had going on right there when you were in that coma, because I do believe that he was speaking to your spirit man, because your physical man couldn't talk back. So he was speaking to your spiritual man while you were in that coma. So what the devil meant for bad, God turned it around for your good, because he poured some stuff into you while you were in that coma. They call it a coma. We're just going to call it a deep night, 7 day sleep. Okay, well, God was ministering to you while you were asleep. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what is your expectation? What is your expectation? We serve a big God. What is your expectation? I go to the mailbox expecting a check. I may not always get one, but my expectation is there. I'm going to the mailbox expecting a check. Jesse normally gets home before I do. I said, what we got in the mail today? I go to the mailbox expecting a check, and we did happen to get an unexpected check in the mail about 2 weeks ago. I go expecting a check to be in the mail. What are you expecting? I'm expecting some shifts to happen. I'm not perfect by no means necessary, but I do my best to try to be in position so that divine shift, that blessing can happen. Glory to God. Joshua 6, 1 through 5, and this is the NIV version. Now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho in your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have the whole army give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the army will go up, everyone straight in. This was a divine shift. Number one, God gave them specific instructions to do, and they had to be followed. They had to be quiet. They couldn't talk while they were marching. That's a miracle in itself. And you notice he said the armed men. So the women probably was not there, unless they meant both. I'm just assuming, that's just Wanda's version, that it was just the men, because we probably would have been talking. But anyway. But they had specific instructions to do. And once they did those instructions, and it probably sounds silly to them to march around there. God tells us sometimes some silly things to do. It just doesn't make any sense to our natural minds. But to him, it has a purpose at the end. So, but they had to march around this. And when they did exactly what God told them to do, because they were in position, that divine shift happened. That wall, and that was, it wasn't just a little bit of wall. There's a wall that chariots could go around. So it wasn't a little bitty wall. And the wall came tumbling down and they seized the land. So that was a divine shift. What is your expectation? Are you in position for your divine shift? Genesis 48, and this is just a summary. This chapter, it outlines the blessings that Israel bestowed upon Joseph's sons, and Manasseh and Ephraim. Manasseh was the, and I probably just jacked his name up, so I apologize for that in advance. He was the firstborn, and by custom, the firstborn son receives the greater blessing with the act of the right hand being placed upon them. The right hand meant a greater blessing. It meant power. And the right hand in the Bible always has the idea of a favored position. Generally speaking, the right hand is the hand of strength and skill. So the right hand is associated with God's strength. This is why Jesus is described as sitting at the right hand of the Father, because it's a sign of strength, okay? Anyway, so Joseph, he placed the boys in the right position so Israel could bless them, okay? But, you know, Israel's sight wasn't the best at the time, so he crossed his hands. So Ephraim, the youngest one, got the greater blessing, and Manasseh did not. And Joseph was like, what's up, Daddy? Hey, now you did this wrong, so I put him in the right place so you can bless them, right? And Israel was like, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. God chose to take the position of the firstborn. He chose Israel to place his right hand on Ephraim to be the greater. That was a divine shift in the life of Ephraim. That was a God ordained. That was a God ordained shift. That was a divine shift. And God is moving us. He moved Ephraim from the back to the front. Okay, he's not a respecter person. So he's moving us from the back to the front. That's a divine shift. So what's your expectation? What is your expectation? Are you in position for your divine shift? He's moving us from the back to the front. He's moving us from borrowers to lenders. He's moving us from renters to homeowners. He's moving us from signs of illnesses to complete wholeness. He's moving us from debt to freedom. What area do you need a divine shift in? God is so good, but we have to be in position for that divine shift to happen. We have to be in position. And with the switching of the hands, God did that with Jesus on Calvary. He switched hands. We got the greater blessing. We got that right hand blessing. That was the ultimate divine shift for us. But we just got to walk into that divine shift and believe it and receive that shift. That's the ultimate, that's the ultimate divine shift when God switched hands and he gave us the greater blessing, because he turned his back on Jesus at that point. Because that's why Jesus said, Father, why have you forsaken me? He turned his back on him. And he was facing us because he couldn't look at sin, because every sin, every sickness, every disease came up on Jesus. And God couldn't look at that, so he switched hands. We got the greater blessing. We got the right hand blessing from God that day on Calvary, the ultimate divine shift, the ultimate one. Are you using that shift to stand on for the other shifts in your life? Because that's the greatest one. In my eyes, that's the greatest shift. Are you using that divine shift to stand on for the other shifts that's going to take place in your life? Are you in position? Joel Osteen stated, we are one shift away from a breakthrough. Do you believe it? Release your faith. I am releasing my faith for areas in my life. God is shifting things in our favor. Things are aligning. We cannot allow what we see or what we are going through, along with the things we hear, to cause us to pause our shift. A lack of faith will pause your shift. You can be right in the middle of your shift and you lose hope, you lose faith, and that shift pauses. And you're wondering why you're at a standstill. The lack of faith will pause your shift. Take your finger off the pause button. Don't pause your shift by losing faith. You know, and in an essence, a shift is kind of different from a change. You know, a shift is looking at the same information, the same circumstances, with a different understanding. A divine shift is adding the truth of God's word to your situation or circumstance and standing in faith and watching the shift. Are you in position? Are you in position? Are we in position for that divine shift? Are we in position? You know, when an earthquake happens, that's a shift in the ground. And it doesn't go back to how it was. When a divine shift happens, things are not going to go back to how it was. So are you in position for your divine shift? You know, when a woman is pregnant, that baby is shifting all over the place. And then the last, you know, few weeks, whatever, is shifting into the birthing position. And it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. But we deal with it because we know what's going to come out of that shifting. So why can't we go through the uncomfortableness of the shifting that God is putting us through? Because sometimes we may not recognize a shift because it's uncomfortable. Recognize your shifts. Recognize your divine shifts. It may not be comfortable, but know that God is in it. Check yourself. Say, okay, what am I doing or not doing? And if you don't see that you're doing anything that goes against God's word, okay, Lord, you're shifting me. You're shifting me. Get in position. So don't let uncomfortableness cause you to pause your shift, because being uncomfortable could mean God is working. You cannot step into a divine shift and living in the past and worrying about your current situation or your current circumstances. T.D. Jakes stated, stop thinking about the limited pool you came from. Because we have a tendency of thinking about where mama them and daddy them or auntie them, you know, they had this, they had that, or they didn't have this, or they didn't have that. Well, you know, I came up, you know, my dad wasn't in my life and this, that, and the other. Okay, that's the past. Jesse tells me all the time, stop talking about the past. That's the past. Leave it in the past. Stop talking about the past. Leave it in the past. And he's right. It's the past. We can learn from the past and move forward, but we can't live in the past to move forward. And if you're living in the past, you're not going to allow, you're putting that shift on pause. So you've got to move forward. Take your finger off the pause button. There is a shift going on, y'all. And God has favored y'all. He has favored us. The quail is flying at 3 feet. The quail is flying at 3 feet. What you going to do? Are you in position to catch the quail? It's flying at 3 feet. What are you going to do? It is within your reach. The divine shift is in your week. It's in your reach because of the divine shift of the winds. The winds are blowing. The winds are shifting. It is blowing in our direction. God's people. We're living in our last days. And God's pouring out so much now in the last days, but we got to be in position. We have to be in position. 1 Corinthians 11:24, and this is a familiar scripture as well. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Okay. We call it the Last Supper, but this was part of the ritual for the Passover. Eating the unleavened bread, drinking the wine, the apostles did not realize that a shift was taking place, and this would be the Last Supper. They didn't realize that. When Jesus said that the bread is his body broken, eat it, that was a shift of the elements and a shift in the mindset. Because imagine being one of the apostles sitting there at the table. They're thinking they're just doing the Passover meal. And all of a sudden, Jesus just come out saying, hey, eat this bread. It's my body. Like, what's up with Jesus today, y'all? You know, he had a little bit too much wine. Okay, I'm just saying. So, but it was a shift in the mindset. It was a shift of the elements. Because then the wine started representing his blood that was going to be poured out. It was a shift in the elements, another one of the great divine shifts that happened with us. The breaking of the bread and the wine that we do in members of him and that we're doing now very often as far as communion here at church. And you don't have to wait for church to do it. You can do it at home. Get you some crackers, get you some juice. You can do it at home. Like doctors tell you to take medicine once a day, two times a day. Okay, take your communion once a day, two times a day with your medicine. It's healing for your body. Okay. Hallelujah. Everyone is not going to understand or like your shift. You walking on water and they are still in the boat. The comfortable place. The place of not much faith. I believe he's going to keep my boat safe. We're going to keep rolling along, you know. But when you step out in the deep, when you step out on the water, when you're walking on water, you may be walking on water by yourself. That's a shift. Because other folks may be still in the boat. They don't understand your shift. They don't understand your divine shift. Leave them in the boat. Leave them in the boat. That's where they want to stay, and some will still be on land. Leave them. Leave them there. Pray for them and leave them there. Hallelujah. And I talked before in one of my other messages, I can't remember which one it was now, about being ready. And this is another one, being ready for your divine shift. And are you right now, just think about it, are you right now in the middle of a divine shift? Just think about it. Is there some uncomfortable places that you're in? Is that shift taking place right now? Is it taking place? Ephesians 3:20, and this is the Message version. God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it by not pushing us around, but by working within us, His Spirit deeply and gently within us. There are times that God has already answered our prayers, and He's just waiting for us to shift our gears in His direction. And I read this. Why are we slowing down? Why are we dropping down? Now, I can't drive a 5-speed, whatever it is. I rolled back one time and hit a police officer. He shouldn't have been so close to me. But anyway, he shouldn't have been. It was his fault. He shouldn't have been close to me. But anyway, so why are we breaking the gears down? We should be full speed ahead. That's again, we're pressing pause. He's waiting on us to accept our shift. Walk into your divine shift. Why are we slowing down? Be unready at all times. It's a divine shift we may not recognize. Ask God to open up our spiritual eyes so we can see what's going on. You know, if He's ordering your steps, when He shifts, we shift. If God is ordering our steps, if God turns to the right, we need to follow God. If He's ordering our steps, when He shifts, we shift. We should be in unison with Him. If He's ordering our steps, we have to allow Him to order our steps to be in that divine shift. Be on ready. Are you in position? And as I was saying, we may find ourselves outside of our comfort zones during the shift. God is doing something new in us, new levels, new assignments. And God is not concerned about us being comfortable per se. He is more concerned about our destiny. He's not concerned about us being comfortable, but He's more concerned about our destiny, our divine shift, where it's leading us. That's what He's concerned about. Where is it leading us more for what He wants us to do? That's what He wants us to do. You know, I think about Joseph, the children of Israel, Jesus. Joseph was in a bad place. He was put in a pit by his brothers. He was put in jail for something he didn't do. Those were not some comfortable places. But God used that and elevated him to a high place. You know, the children of Israel, they moaned and groaned throughout the whole process. The whole process. Then they start worshiping other gods, building up this, building up that, made Moses mad. He broke the Ten Commandments, you know. And so, but their children went into the promised land, divine shifting. Jesus, what He did for us, carrying that cross, being nailed on a cross, we can't imagine the uncomfortable place that He was in as a natural man. Yeah, He could have called some angels to come down and take Him and took out everybody, but He went through it for us. That was not comfortable, but it was the greatest divine shift that us as Christians can ever have. There is purpose in the pain. There is purpose in the pain. Glory to God. Joel Osteen stated, "Today, you don't have to worry about the people who are trying to hold you back. God knows how to move the wrong people out of your life and bring the right people in. He knows how to get you where you're supposed to be. Trust Him. Trust His timing, because His divine shift is coming your way." I'm going to say that again. Today, you don't have to worry about the people who are trying to hold you back. God knows how to move the wrong people out of your life, out of my life, and bring the right people in. He knows how to get you where you're supposed to be. Trust Him. Trust His timing, because a divine shift is coming your way. Glory to God. There is a divine shift God is doing for the desires He has placed in your heart and the things you have been praying about. A divine shift is coming. Get in position. These divine shifts happening in our lives appears to be different things, and it does not seem to look like God, but it is. He is in the middle of all the madness. He's in the middle of all the turmoil. He's in the middle of the disappointments. He's in the middle of the misfortunes. God is telling us all when God is telling us all when it's all said and done, when you get to the end of the tunnel, when you think you cannot take any more, you will understand why the divine shift. Are you in position for your divine shift? I hope y'all took something away from this message tonight. As I was studying it, God really revealed some things to me in my life, and I just hope that it imparted something in your life. Thank you. Yeah.